our son. He was devoured by earth. There was a God. They call him the Father. There was a this hole that I've dug for me. He made a valley of grace where things would change, and maybe they take up the cross high again. The valley of grace was never the same after he had died. The love that refines.
And the subconscious mind believes those things. Mm-hmm. That is why that is why you find someone that has had experiences, bad experiences, that have been wired into their thinking,
right,
starts feeling those things and saying those things about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
It's because it's in the subconscious. So mm-hmm. it is time to rewire the subconscious with positive thoughts and positive words of affirmations.
Amen. You
know? And yes. I feel like that's even what the Bible is full of affirmations.
Isn't it? Full of it. Yes.
Yeah. So if you are, you know, if you are a believer and you read your Bible, read and even rewrite some of those affirmations. I like writing like scriptures, like even in songs, mm-hmm. you know, and personalizing them to me.
Okay. Wow. That's something, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Even yeah. the one that, you know, like I always say this sometimes jokingly, but like when someone says, okay, so I don't consider myself a very morning person, like mm-hmm. I can do it if I have to, but,
right.
but so people, when people say, oh, so can you do this? Like, can we meet at 7 in the morning? I say, yes, I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. So I can wake up, be there at 7, you know, just affirmations, scriptural yes. affirmations. You can right. write your own affirmations. I do this as part of my morning routine. Mm-hmm. Every morning, I have at least 5 affirmations that I will speak to myself that day.
Yeah.
That I'll say in the morning, you know, and keep reminding myself. And then the app will always remind me of, you know, send me some affirmations like throughout the day.
Amen.
Like there's even like right now mm-hmm. on my app.
Yes.
There's one here that I don't know if you can read it.
Let's see. It says, I have a great relationship with myself. I love it.
Yeah.
So that's see? The I am app.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great. That is mm-hmm. wonderful. I'm so glad that you brought that out for the listeners and the viewers of this video so they can know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't have to sit there and just stay in my head with, you know what I'm saying, with the toxic thoughts, you know?
Yeah, just rewire your thinking by feeding your mind with positive affirmations
mm-hmm.
and speaking positively about yourself. I mean, you know, like I used to, and I don't know, maybe it's the culture that I grew up in, but okay. I used to have a difficult time accepting compliments. You know, like someone says, oh, I love your hair. It looks so beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's not that beautiful. Like I try to say something negative about my hair.
I got you. To counteract whatever it is that they say.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's because of how I was brought up, you know, like you have to be humble. Don't be like somebody who shows off and whatever. You know, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I know what you mean. We all have cultural things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I understand totally. Yes.
So in that case that you have to start having those personal, like, you know, changing the way you think and accept compliments, you know, that, you know, my hair is beautiful. Like, I'm a beautiful person, whatever it is, you know, just accept yourself, compliment yourself.
Yes.
When you wake up in the morning, look at yourself in the mirror and say how beautiful you are to yourself.
Amen. Yep. That's something I've started doing. That's part of an affirmation I wrote out for myself. I am beautiful inside and out, you know?
Exactly.
Because we're all, as you said, we're fearfully and wonderfully made. We're all of God's creation.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And God is diverse. He's not going to make us all to look exactly alike. He does not think that beautiful is just everybody that's light skin or fair skin, you know, in each race / nationality. He has, we got all the different rainbows of the color. We're all beautiful because we're made by him.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. Yes,
yeah.
We're made by him. Yes.
So, just a thought that came to my mind right now. Mm-hmm. Like, before you let the world tell you who you are or how you are or whatever.
Yes.
Take that time in the morning to tell yourself who you are.
Gotcha. I see. Before you get up and walk out that door, talk to someone.
Yeah.
You're reminding yourself. Yes.
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 Yeah.
Yep. That is so true. Mm-hmm. Now, how do you think that not enoughness / unworthiness leads to women being in toxic relationships?
Yeah, I think it goes back to what I talked about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
That when you hear messages about you, that, you know, negative messages, and start internalizing those, then you start accepting and believing those kinds of messages. So, for example, if you've been told you're not, you can't really amount to anything, you're you can't leave this relationship and go start a new one, who will even love you, who will even take you, who, how will you even survive? You can't even hold a job.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have, you know, you don't even have money, whatever it is, like all these things.
Yes.
And those kinds of messages are played. It's kind of like, you know, on a a rewind, whatever it is.
Yes, like the old tape recorders we used to use.
Exactly. Yeah.
Back in the day, yes.
If they're played back over and over and over, you become to believe them.
Yep. And over and over.
Yeah. And so it becomes difficult to get yourself out of that relationship. And it also becomes difficult to stay in a healthy space in your life, either being single or being in another healthy relationship. Because what you've known is what you've heard and what has been said to you all that time.
That is so true.
Yeah.
And so that basically, as you're saying, it opens the door for you to go into a toxic relationship because you believed whatever that source was, like you said, whatever we've measured up to, who told us that we were like that, we believed them. And so then we're led to go into toxic relationships because the other person in that toxic relationship, their job is to keep you in the toxic relationship, to keep you broken and keep you not enough. So if you go into it already believing you're not enough, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they reinforce that belief.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It can be a hot mess.
It's unfortunate. It is. And it's sad because, you know, I know a lot of people that are in those kinds of relationships and they can't get themselves out of it because they have believed. They believed that, you know, so they, and then not only believed, but they start blaming themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, self-blame is a major part of staying in a relationship that's not healthy because, you know, you are told, you know, if you didn't do this, I wouldn't have done this to you.
Yes, yes, yes.
If you are not this lazy person.
The other person take it and turn it around. Don't twist the words.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It will trip you. You see, the conversation start off with something they did, but then they turn around, like you said, well, if you hadn't have done this, then I wouldn't have whatever it is, cheated on you or did what, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Very manipulative. Now, I would love for you to tell the audience about how your work as a business coach, how it empowers and impacts men and women's lives.
Yes. So as a coach, I help my clients, first of all, to become bold in pursuing their dreams. I help them to overcome limiting beliefs, fear, self-doubt, imposter syndrome, whatever it is that's holding them from pursuing their dreams. Then I help them uncover their strengths. What are their strengths? What is it that they want to do and they can do without necessarily spending so much time and money having to do it? Because a lot of times people want to start a business, but they think of a business that is, you know, they think, you know, I want to start this particular business, and they don't realize that they have some strengths already.
Right.
They have some transferable skills. They have some strengths that they can use in this new business. So I help them uncover that. I help them with clarity to clarify their niche. What is it that they want to get into? Their ideal clients, their offer, their program, whatever they want to do. So I help them with that. We work together in creating a plan of action and putting systems in place to get the ball running. So for example, how are they going to receive payments? How are they going to send their products or services to their clients? How are they going to onboard their clients, offboard their clients, and things like that. When they grow their business, or for those who've grown their business to where they are now scaling, we talk about delegating some of the work that you have, so you can have more time freedom, outsourcing your work, hiring and firing employees and contractors, helping them to offboard, onboard their employees and contractors and things like that. I'm also a life coach, so I help people not only in their business, but also their life, and especially when they have things that affect or issues that may affect their business. For example, they're feeling, you know, stressed, they're feeling anxiety, they're feeling they're burning out and things like that. So we talk about time management, we talk about self-care, and help create opportunities for them to have self-care, to have time freedom, so they can enjoy their life. So yeah, that's how I help my clients in a nutshell.
Oh, wow, that is wonderful. Wow, that's a lot, but it's a lot of good stuff, and it's good to see women out there. You know what I'm saying? To see women, you know, and to see women of color out there. You know what I mean? Making all of these things happen. You know, empowering ourselves and going out and empowering others, you know?
Yes.
Oh, my word. It's a wonderful thing. And then you work with men and women. Wow. Now, what would you say would be, in order to do what you're doing, what would be necessary key components of healing?
Yeah, I think one of the key components is forgiveness.
Gotcha. Okay.
Forgive yourself first for whatever you blame yourself for.
Gotcha.
You know, because even if you say, for example, you were in an abusive relationship or an unhealthy relationship, there's that aspect of blaming yourself.
Yes.
That, you know, I did this, if I didn't do this, whatever, whatever. Just forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. And the next thing is forgive the person who hurt you. Remember that they may not deserve forgiveness. They may not even ask for forgiveness, but you need to forgive them for your own healing.
Exactly. Okay?
Because when you forgive, you are taking back the power from them. They no longer have the power and control over you.
Exactly.
Or your emotions or your feelings or your actions or everything in your life. So forgive. The next thing is to let go and let God. You've had this before.
Yes.
Let go of that and let God, because if you keep holding on and thinking about it and you know, keep chatting about it, you're not going to move forward. You're not going to experience that healing. So let go, let God take control of that situation. If it is like a grief situation, you know, allow yourself to grieve. Allow yourself to grieve, allow yourself to go through the grieving process. I know maybe some people know about the grief process that Elizabeth Kubler-Ross talks about, which is, you know, people go through periods of anger.
Yes.
Denial, acceptance, you know, and I forget the other one, but like, so allow yourself to go through that and don't try to rush through the grieving process because someone is uncomfortable. Like we talked about, someone else is uncomfortable with your grieving. Just go through that process of grief because that will help you heal.
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then another thing is to empower yourself. Do things that build you up. You know, take classes. For example, most community colleges have classes you can take. You can take classes online. Google has a lot of free, you know, like you can Google whatever classes you want. There's a lot of free courses, free classes you can take.
Yes.
You can learn a lot of things on YouTube. You know, learn a skill.
Yes.
I learned how to braid hair on YouTube, and you know, and it's because for my story, at that time I lived in Western Nebraska and there was no one close by. Like I would have to go two to three hours to the nearest salon that could do Black people's hair. So
really?
Yeah.
Oh so, man.
So I went on.
It was a long way just to get. And you know what that is? What's hard for Black people, because you have to really travel far. You can't let everyone touch your hair.
Exactly. So I had to learn how to do my hair on YouTube. So you can learn anything on YouTube.
That's true, isn't it?
It is. And get a hobby, you know, find a hobby that you could do that you love, you know, if it's cooking, if it's you know, knitting, whatever it is, find a hobby. And also find groups online or offline that you resonate with. You know, there's a lot of meetup groups all over the country, in the US and even overseas. You know, just go type meetup, you know, meetup or meetup groups. They are all over the place. Find a group that that does. Like there's a group, I searched here where I live in Kansas City. There's a group for hikers that, because I like hiking, you know.
Really?
So you can join a group for hikers and they'll talk about where they'll meet the next time, where they're hiking and stuff like that. So yeah.
There's a lot of stuff out there, isn't it?
There's a lot of stuff out there. And then the last thing that I would say in this, as part of, you know, the key components of healing is do something for someone else.
Amen.
Do something for someone else. Volunteer at a local thrift store or animal shelter or your church or anything in your community. Give to charitable organizations. When you do something for someone else, there's that aspect of feeling like you feel blessed in a way that is so different. Because when, like, just doing something for someone, it's like, I don't know, you just feel so blessed.
You do.
I don't know how else to put it.
You sure do. It takes the eyes off of you.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's something about serving that just, like you said, it just blesses your heart and soul. And like I said, it takes the focus off of you and your problems. You know what I'm saying? And it puts it really onto God and be having a servant heart.
Exactly. Yeah.
I definitely can resonate with that. How would you define the word resilience and then also flourishing?
Okay. So resilience, I feel like, is the ability to bounce back quickly from a difficult situation. We talk about that children are very resilient. And when we say children are very resilient, it basically means that even no matter the situation, you find children can bounce back. They bounce back quicker than adults.
They sure do, don't they?
Yeah. So it's that ability to bounce back quickly from the situation and, you know, just move in the direction that you want to move on, the positive direction. Mm-hmm. Flourishing is, I would say, is growing, you know, growing, expanding in a positive way.
Okay.
Whatever you are doing. So you are growing, you are expanding, you are flourishing, you are kind of like a flower, you know.
Yes.
A flower is flourishing and healthy, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah. I love that description. Like you say, you think about a flower and yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So picture this, someone came up to you. I want my power and identity back. And then what would you say to that?
I would say you have the power to take it back.
Mm-hmm.
You have that power to take it back.
Yes, yes.
You know, no one else. I feel like a lot of times, we kind of wait for someone else to give us our power back. Mm-hmm. They will not give you your power back. You have to take it.
Yes.
You have to take it. So you have the power to take that power back.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Mm-hmm. We do. We wait for someone else, but we'll be waiting, as this old saying goes, we'll be waiting for Jesus come for that to happen, right?
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Oh, my goodness. What is one thing you would want someone to know about when they think about you?
That is a very interesting question, because I feel like I'm a lot of things. And
or you can say whatever you, even if it's more than one. Yeah.
Yeah. So I am, so in my, I would say that I'm a holistic coach.
Mm-hmm.
So when people work with me, it means that you're not just getting a business coach, you know, like in, you know, people, when you think about in the online space, you know, business coach, and business coach will tell you, you know, this is what you need to do, A, B, C, D for your business. But I see myself as a holistic coach. Like I help someone with way more than just the business. I help someone with, like I said before, looking at their life in a holistic way. So more than just, you know, let's do this for your business. What if someone is going through stress or anxiety or, you know, they're going through a difficult time, then I need to be able to say, okay, what's going on? Let's talk about that.
Yes.
And I think the what helps me is having a background in mental health counseling, because you know, like being in business or having a business for me is, especially for when you think about, you know, for new business people or online entrepreneurs that are starting out, it is for them, the most of the people that start a business, they're starting this because they feel that they want to, you know, they want something more than what a regular job offers them.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of things to wade through. It's like you're going through a forest of, you know, like you don't exactly know exactly what you're going to face and things like that.
Right.
And you have everything else that you're going into the business with as part of your life. So for example, with COVID, you know, we are all now working online, or not all, but you know, most of us are working online. We still have families, we still have children, you know, to take care of. We still have bills to pay and all that stuff. And some things don't necessarily go on a linear path. So as a coach, my role is to help you navigate through that, even if it's not on a linear path. It is to help you work through whatever things. So balancing your life, or if there is such a word as balancing, or prioritizing your life, you know, prioritizing your health, prioritizing your family time, prioritizing your goals, so that you can reach your goal of owning a business, having a business, and pursuing whatever dreams you have. So, so that's, I feel like that's what I would say, you know, if when people think of me, think of me as a holistic coach, not just business coach, not Alice the business coach. It's Alice the business coach, but holistic in a way that, you know, I help you with all these other things.
Yes. So you get down to the nitty gritty of everything. Mm-hmm. Yes. Body, mind, soul, all of it.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, because we, you know, we are all complex beings. Like
we are, aren't we?
Yeah. We are not one part of, we are complex human beings. Mm-hmm. So for me, as a coach, I want to be able to help you navigate through your business, but recognizing that you are a complex being.
Yes.
And supporting you with tools and resources to help you through that.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. That is so true. Like you said, we're all very complex. We have a different cultural experience, you know, and all of that. Different backgrounds, you know, from the families and different schools we attended, different neighborhoods and where we currently live. So all of that helps to make up who we are as individuals.
Yes.
You know?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. All of that. Yes. 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 Now, if money was not an option, what would you do specifically to help women?
I would empower them, support them financially, coach them. Basically do what I'm doing now, but on a bigger scale.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I got you 100%. Mm-hmm. I got some fun questions for you now. The yeah. First one is, what songs are currently on your playlist?
So I love music. I love songs of every kind. So I listen to music on Spotify. Mm-hmm. Mostly when I'm out going for walks, or I'm just now finishing my walking to running challenge. So I have, so I put in a running playlist, you know, mm-hmm. walking to running playlist, and it's rock and roll music. So.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
But it just, you know, it keeps the pace, you know.
Yeah.
I listen to African music, mm-hmm. You know, when I need to dance around the house, mm-hmm. and do that. Then I listen to gospel music. I listen to Latin music, mostly because I love Latin dance. And so, you know, I listen to that as well. So I really, yeah, it just depends on what I am in the mood for.
That makes sense. Yeah, mm-hmm. That makes sense. I'm the same way. You know, I'm like, okay, I'm ready to listen to contemporary worship music. Do I want some down-home old gospel music?
Yeah.
Do I want to listen to some R&B? You know, what am I in the mood for right now?
Yeah. And then
I go with that. Yeah.
I also listen to, I don't really listen. I play like classical music if I'm having trouble focusing on my work. Like if I have some work that I need to do,
right.
But doesn't require me to like if I'm writing something and I don't have to be in a silent place, but also I'm not feeling like I'm in the zone yet. Mm-hmm. So I play that in the background, you know,
yes.
Just classical music playing in the background as I'm walking. And that I've always used classical music when I'm working on something that I'm writing.
Gotcha.
Because it just helps me to stay focused. I'm not touching my mm-hmm. phone. It's playing and I'm working.
You're working. Yes. Amen. Yeah. Oh, my mm-hmm. goodness. Yes. Do you have a favorite kitchen gadget?
Yes. My NutriBullet blender. That is
really?
Like, yeah, I love smoothies and that's what I use. That's the most used gadget in my kitchen.
Okay. Yeah. That's fun. Yeah. Oh, my mm-hmm. word. That's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. Okay, so name five books, or if you don't have five, however many, if it's fewer than five, that you feel like you just can't live without.
Okay, so one is the Bible.
Yes.
Then Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill.
Hmm. Okay.
I have that in soft copy. If you want, I can send that to you if you've never read, but it's one of the best books I've read.
Really?
The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey.
God, I got that on my Kindle. That mm-hmm. one. Yes.
Yeah. Mindset, The Psychology of Success by Carol Dweck.
Hmm.
I have Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki.
Mm-hmm.
Eat That Frog by Brian Tracy. It's about prioritizing your tasks. It's Eat That Frog.
Really?
Yeah, it's about prioritization.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Simplify by Joshua Baker. I haven't read this one. I need to read it. I ordered it. So I want to read it, but I have this as list of books that I want to read, but.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great. Now, what are three things that you do when it comes to nourishing your soul?
Affirmations, journaling, nature walk, reading, yes. Spending time with family. That.
Oh, I love it. Yes. Yeah. I love that. Yes. Mm. Those are all wonderful. What is something that people get wrong about you?
Okay. So I feel like one of the things that people get wrong about me is just putting me in a box. And I am not a box kind of person. Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm not this one thing, you know, like, I mean, I am like, I would say, multi-talented, multi-interested person, you know, like I have so many interests, so many talents, so many gifts, so many skills, so many, I don't know, experiences. And mm-hmm. yeah, so I'm more than just, like I said before, more than just a business coach.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
All of that. Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I got one last question, and that's for you to describe your perfect day.
Okay. So my perfect day starts with a good night rest.
Amen.
Get good night rest, good night sleep, wake up without an alarm. You know, sometimes I set my alarm, but sometimes I wake up before the alarm, you know,
mm-hmm.
just when your body is rested. So wake up. And then I do my morning routine, and my morning routine is simple, but also kind of involving. Yeah, I would say I wake up and I do prayer or meditation, depending, you know, most of the time it's prayer. And then I say my affirmations. And then I visualize my day, what's my day going to look like.
Okay.
And then I get up and stretch, you know, stretch or do simple yoga, whatever it is that I started this month, actually doing more yoga stretches and stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah, I do that. And then drink water. Mostly lemon water. So I've been trying to be very intentional about drinking more water, you know.
Okay.
I drink lemon water and then I write on my journal.
Mm-hmm.
Just write, free write. Sometimes I write like gratitude, things I'm grateful for. Sometimes, gotcha. You know, sometimes I just free write, like just whatever comes to mind, I write about that. And then I read for 15 minutes, read a book for 15 minutes. So most of the time I have several books on rotation. And so it just depends on what I want to read, but I read for like 15 minutes.
Okay.
So I either read a book or read a Bible passage, whatever, I read for 15 minutes. And then after that, I do some of my work.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to do some work in the morning. I do some of my work. And then I'll have breakfast, which is breakfast around noon or something like that, around 11 noon. I don't have like really early breakfast. I have breakfast. And then I will, for most of my meetings, I schedule them for like between 1 and 2:30 or between 12 and 2:30. So I have my meetings or my lives, if I am doing a live or something like that. And then I go pick my son from school at 2:33. And then we do whatever he wants to do. Like, if he, you know, if if he wants to get something to eat, I'll take him get something to eat. Then we come home and I do more work from say 3:30 to 5.
Okay.
And then I start preparing evening supper, mm-hmm. all that stuff, do some little cleaning here and there.
Yes.
And the rest of the evening will be family time.
Relaxing.
And then evening routine and go to bed. So
before you know it, it's time to do it all over again.
Yep, exactly. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, wow. Mm. Girl, this has been such a blessing. I have enjoyed this conversation with you.
I've really
enjoyed it. And God is so good, because I believe that each person that accepts the request and comes on the show is God appointed. You know what I'm saying? That he's mm-hmm. into every little detail of that. And so I just so appreciate it. Oh my goodness. Amen. Yes. That's
thank you.
Appreciate. You're welcome for you taking your time out of your busy day to talk to me.
I wish I could give back, but I'm not intact to be sharing all of that. You took the price to give me that life, and now it's never gonna fade away. When I see I need more of him, he whispers the sweetest of mercies upon my ears, and I won't go back the way it was again, again, again. And now a valley of grace where things would change. I've seen the light, so